Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Budget Live. Not so live. Not so live. The soothing sounds of myself. Why is love so complicated? Nobody knows. Nobody knows why love is so complicated. Nobody. Nobody knows why bass fishing is so complicated. There may be some people that know why it's complicated. Little song I wrote called Halo from that old 64 album that I play all the time because I'm a one album wonder, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a one album wonder. I actually, I think it was last weekend. Down in the shop, and I found a CD. A CD, for those of you children out there listening that don't know what CDs are, that was a little disc, compact disc, had songs on it. But I found a bunch of other original songs that didn't make it onto the album 64. What's up, everybody? Hope everybody's doing okay in the world. This is a late night podcast. For me, this is Thursday, September 19th, you guys and gals will hear it tomorrow. On Friday, September 20th, I won't act like I know what's going to happen tomorrow, but you'll be listening to this in the future. So there you go. There you go. Lots going on. It's late this week. I've been covered up with... Scoot that thing closer to me right there, my mixer, since I'm producing low budget, everything right here. Been a crazy last 10 days, really, since I last left you. And I'm sorry if I say too much. I had some jack legs on the Bass Boat Central that said I say too much. They also apparently don't like Low Budget Live on the Bass Boat Central. They said I gave too many shout-outs for their taste. On the Bass Boat Central, where they pretty much reside in their mom's basement. I have said before that if you sign your post on anything with the type of boat you have and your depth finders and whatnot, you probably shouldn't criticize somebody that's out here really doing it, you know, not just talking crap about the people that do it. So, yeah, somebody sent me a thread from the Bass Fishing homepage, and there was a very nice man, and I apologize if I don't know your name, that had posted, "Hey, man, you guys should check out Low Budget Live." And boy, oh boy, do they, about six guys that live in their parents' house, really like me on the Bass Boat Central. So there you go. There you go. I wanted to address that because so many times when you say things under username Billy Bob Jenkins 1974 underscore money sign, everything I say, everything I do is as Luke Duncan. It says Luke Duncan. So I can't hide behind fake profiles and whatnot. So it's cute. It's cute. Appreciate your opinion that you don't like what we're trying to do here. And really don't care. Don't care. I have a microphone. I have people that enjoy listening. So I'm going to keep doing it. But there are some haters out there. You know who you are. Shout out for listening. Now that we got that out of the way. It was really funny. That was like last week I got that. And it was some smart aleck on YouTube said that doesn't like me, but took the time to watch my stuff and then put the link to that. And I knew I shouldn't click it. Knew I shouldn't click it, but I did. And I got to see what the Mom's Basement World on the Bass Boat Central's like. Funny thing about that is TH Marine actually sponsors the Bass Boat Central. Wonder who's in charge of that. Oh, yeah. Me. Stupid. Anyways, back to it. Speaking of that, TH Marine. Big week last week. Made this announcement that I'm leaving the FLW Tour. For those of you that didn't see that video, I feel like most of you that actually give a damn about what I've got to say in the world did see that video, and it wasn't an easy thing to put out there. It wasn't an easy thing to talk about. It's not something that was easy, period. If we're just being honest, wasn't an easy decision, wasn't a decision I took lightly. And I talked about all that on the video, and you can go back. I'll put a link right here if you haven't seen that video about the biggest decision in my fishing career. And I'm a very fortunate man. That's why I shouldn't even let the Mom's Basement Bass Boat Central, anybody that talks crap online kind of stuff bug me, but, you know, it's human nature. You can get thousands of positive comments, and you will focus in on three negative ones. It's kind of how I've been over my life. But I'm a lucky man. I've been given an opportunity with TH Marine to excel into the future with those guys that gave me a chance at 22 years old. And like I said, talked about all this on the video. We won't go over that in detail again, but I really appreciate it's hard to put into words, really, the amount of support that came from that video. The kind words, the people that reached out to me, heroes of mine that reached out to me, friends of mine, people I hadn't heard from in years, YouTube people, that fans, subscribers, that whatever you want to call you, Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus Faithful. People that discovered it that don't subscribe necessarily, and the Instagram direct messages and the Facebook comments and the Instagram comments and the Facebook messages and when I and the phone calls and the text messages, I can't tell you how overwhelming that was for me and how much I appreciated it. And it really made all this easier. It made all this easier where I'm walking away from something that I do have a passion for and I do love. And we'll get to that in a minute because there's a lot I want to talk about with that. But it made it a lot easier. This difficult decision easier. And when I put that out there and was as honest as I could be about why I was doing it, the response was just overwhelmingly positive, and that's rare. That's rare. Like I opened talking about the BBC and forums like that, and even YouTube, man, full of negativity a lot of times. But in Instagram, Facebook, but the overwhelming positivity. I never saw a negative thing. I never received a negative message. People you know, telling me what I should do and not do. And so I just have to say thank you. Thank you for keeping up with everything I've done in my short time on the FLW tour. Thank you for supporting bass fishing, because I feel like each and every one of you out there that do care about what I have to say and do care about the videos I make and do care about the stupid social media posts and do care how I do in tournaments, that's a big deal. That's a big deal for me. I'm 36 years old from a small town in Tennessee. I said this on the video. All I've ever wanted to do is bass fish, play music, have a cool life. I've experienced more in 36 years on earth than I ever thought I would in a lifetime, man. I've been to so many cool places. I've made so many dear friends across this United States. Amazing people, heroes. And the fact that people like Low Budget Live, something that my buddy Darian and I came up with, and Corey, just kind of sitting around TH Marine one day, hey, let's try this. And it's escalated into what it has. And it grows every time that we post one. And the fact that people do care. And the fact that my Instagram has 25,000 followers. Hit 25,000 followers last week. 25,000. No, it's not 3 million, but that's 25,000 people, man. That'll fill up an arena. Follow me on Instagram. Follow along with my shenanigans. That's crazy to me. That's just absolutely crazy to me. So I can't thank each and every one of you that positively affected me last week enough, because it was a hard week. I filmed that video on Wednesday morning before I went to get on a plane to go to Fort Myers, Florida for TH Marine for a big meeting down there. And I filmed it. And I edited it, which there was no editing really at all. Cut a little bit off the front and off the back because I was filming it myself, and sent it into the ether to post up on Thursday. And I was in a meeting at in Fort Myers for TH Marine on Thursday morning. And when it went live, I had no idea what was going to happen when it published. And it was amazing. It's been amazing. And my hat's off to you guys for that. For making me feel even more welcome than you already have in this fishing world, whether I deserve it, whether I don't. I can't thank everybody enough for reaching out like they did. It was just incredible. And 2020 is going to be pretty freaking awesome. It just is. I feel like it's going to be the best year of fishing I've ever had. Not from a tournament standpoint, but from having fun, man. Fishing is fun. Fishing is fun. I want to get back to that, and I already have. I've had more fun this late summer, early fall filming YouTube videos, and like I said on my video, starting last week, flew to Fort Myers, Florida for a TH deal, then got on a plane and flew all the way to Minneapolis, Minnesota to meet up with Kyle Wood, Mr. at Kyle Lumber on Instagram, Mr. Kyle, that works for FLW, senior editor of their website. Kyle's a great dude, good buddy of mine, and he took me in up there to his family's cabin up in the North Woods of Minnesota, and we filmed the first traveling circus for 2020. And I know you're like, well, why aren't you posting it now? My plan for 2020 is this. I'm going to have 12 original traveling circus episodes, like the tournament footage we shot this year, but hopefully a lot more fish catches, a lot more entertaining, and a little different twist or two on it. But we shot a show up there. I say a show, but we shot a traveling circus remix too, is what I think I'm going to call it, but the remix. But traveling circus episode one in the bag. We knocked it out in about 2 days. Weather was awful. Had terrible conditions. we got our brains beat out a little bit, but and I definitely did. Kyle kicked my teeth in with a frog up there fishing in those northern Minnesota lakes. But you talk about a fun trip, and it was a whirlwind trip. I flew in. My flight got delayed coming from Fort Myers. I was late getting there on Thursday night. Didn't get there till almost midnight. Kyle picks Tanner Lyons. Big shout out to Tanner Lyons, who is filming this for me this fall. Austin, as you all know, Austin Boyd, Traveling Circus. Austin's filming some hunting stuff this fall. I'm sure Austin and I will reconvene next spring at some point, but Tanner's going to be shooting for me this fall and into next year, and Tanner is awesome. And Tanner actually filmed John Hunter. If you want to check out John's Limitless series on YouTube, you can do that for sure. Tanner shot that. So Tanner's shooting with me, and amazing, hardworking dude. So Kyle Wood picks us up on Friday morning. It is 48 degrees, wind blowing about 30, and pouring down rain in Minnesota. And we were not prepared. I wasn't. It was a hot mess. Had to fly fishing tackle up there and ship rods up there. And it was just crazy. But we got an awesome video shot. I feel like Tanner's starting to put it together now. And that will be the January Traveling Circus. I know it's September, but the January Traveling Circus, one a month. We leave in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. We're going to Venice, Louisiana to film. And then we've got about two more slated this fall to kind of get us ahead for the spring. And then I'll start filming as soon as it warms up. We'll start kicking them out fairly regularly, however you say that. Lots of Lees in that. So that got me back to fishing. Fishing is fun. And, dude, we got frog bites, and it was just – that place was beautiful. And we – not to get all sappy and whatever, but between all the – just the amazing positivity, amazing comments. I got a gnat buzz in my head. Ugh, flew up my nostril just about. Between all the amazing positivity from the – video last week that's still pouring in this week. Lots of comments, lots of DMs still. But between that and the beauty of the North Woods of Minnesota on Saturday afternoon, we had a sunset that was one of the most amazing sunsets I've ever witnessed in my life. And it's almost just like this calm, man, because been tossing and turning with the decision a lot and trying to get ahead of, you know, get a plan on when I was actually going to announce this. I thought about later this fall and doing some things and kicked it around a lot. And there are some things looming in the distance in this fishing world. And I brought that up in my video. And I said there are things coming that I want to be a part of, and there are things coming that I do not want to be a part of. Those things that I don't want to be a part of are going to be really obvious to a lot of you very soon, because there are going to be some announcements made about some things, and you'll know what I didn't want to be a part of. And I don't have to beat that horse to death, but there are going to be a lot of guys that don't want to be a part of what's coming, and there are going to be a lot of guys left on the outside looking in if things go like we're all hearing, and I believe it to be true. I won't get too much into it in case it doesn't happen or whatever. We'll damn sure talk about it when it does. I don't have a timeline. I just know it's like that Category 5 hurricane spinning around out there, and you know it's going to make landfall, and there's no doubt it's going to make landfall. It's just a matter of whether it goes 100 miles this way or 100 miles this way. You know it's going to do damage. You just don't know where it's going to hit. A little ominous, but that's out there, and it's definitely out there spinning around, headed our way, and it's headed the fishing industry's way once again. And I'm fortunate that I have an opportunity to And I don't want to say escape it, but for lack of a better term, escape it. Because there are some folks controlling things in this industry that really don't have any business controlling it, you know? And my comments, like these comments right here and the comments I made in my video, they struck a nerve. I heard from an Antonio Brown of the fishing industry, sent me a text. Somebody that I do look up to. And I got a text from this person on Friday. We've had sponsors together. We are casual friends, acquaintances, colleagues. He's a big name in the sport of bass fishing, and he questioned me on what my purpose was for my video and what I meant by not wanting to be a part of things that were coming. And he didn't take it well, I felt like. And it was a weird conversation. It was a conversation I never thought I would have last Friday, but we did. We text back and forth, and I made my point. And I'm going to talk about all that the second that the world knows. I'm not going to – I've got a lot of insider info, not to be like a big leaguer, but I've got a lot of stuff that I'm not going to say. But it's going to be wild, man. We just thought last fall was stupid. This one's setting up to be one for the ages. For a certain group of anglers. So, say all that to say one more time, thank you. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for saying, hey, man, we're going to stick with you. We are going to watch you. We're going to watch your videos. We don't care if you're on the FLW tour or if you are at home or wherever. If you post something, we're going to check it out. And that means a whole heck of a lot to a redneck from Tennessee. So thank you. And while I'm giving out thank yous, big thank you to Starbright. Right here. Look at that. Starbright, Startron, bringing you Low Budget Live for the last couple of years now. And Starbright, Startron, Starbright making cleaning supplies. You can keep your ride looking fresh, keep your boat looking fresh. They got anything from carpet cleaner to windshield cleaner, glass, vinyl, extreme clean, boat wash, you name it, they got it. And then, of course, Startron, you've got the enzyme fuel treatment, so kick ethanol right in the teeth. That's what I like to say, and that's what it do right there. Take care of that ethanol. You get you a bottle like this right here. This bottle treats 256 gallons of fuel, but I use it in my weed eater. I use it in a chainsaw. I use it in my little side-by-side. It's hunting season, so I'm burning that side-by-side up a little bit right now, burning up them old roads, the deer lease, but Startron, bringing you Low Budget Live, and I can't thank these people enough. And the people at Ranger, you know, that are going to stick by me for next year, and got a couple new partners coming on for next year, but for the most part, going to be a lot of the same look for me. Garmin, you know, sticking with me, even though I'm not out there on the tour. And that means a lot. And to me, it kind of shows the shift in fishing, what's going on right now. It's changing. And so I'm proud to be an ambassador for those companies. And I'm glad that they've hung in there with me. Sorry, I haven't had that much to drink, I promise you. It's been a really long week. I've been at TH. I've been working. I've been getting that work done. We got a really big TH Marine show coming up week after next, the IBEX. It's a big boat builder show, so I'm in charge of that booth and doing some things. So I've been kind of busy this week, to say the very stinking least. So now, this is actually first drink of the evening. Probably the only drink of the evening. Just want a little drink for Low Budget Live. A little bit of Tito's. As my buddy Carter says, you hear that? That's Tito. Tito's calling. Carter Andrews. So I'm trying to pull up, and my stupid computer's not working. something I wanted to talk about. So the Bassmaster Elite Series, big bass, big stage, big dreams, as they say. They're out at Lake Ten Killer in Oklahoma right now. And man, the pre-tournament, everything was how tough. And of course, we all say that before tournaments, and it's kind of classic. And then, you know, classic fisherman cliche, whatever. And then they blitz them most of the time. But this one, September's just hard everywhere in the country. Fish are in transition from summertime pattern to a fall pattern, and making their way kind of to their winter homes or whatever at times, and chasing bait. And it's just a mix going on, you know. So September is definitely tough. And this is a rescheduled event because they couldn't fish Grand Lake because of flooding earlier this year. So 15 pounds is leading it right now after day one. And my buddy Stetson Blaylock is leading that thing. Former FLW Tour pro Stetson Blaylock. Former co-angler on the FLW Tour, Stetson Blaylock. Winner on the Elite Series this year, Stetson Blaylock. I actually drew Stetson. I was in an Everstart tournament, which is now the Costa Series, was the Costa Series. And he was 16 years old, and I drew him out of Santee Cooper, and I caught one, and he zeroed, and it was a really horrible weather day, and one that both Stetson and I have tried to forget, but we met long ago. Stetson and his wife, Lindsay, are really good people. But with taking the lead today, I was reading Chris Mitchell from Bassmaster. My man, Chris tweeted out that Stetson snuck up within like a couple points of Canterbury, who's been leading AOI for a while now. They've got this event, and then they've got the Angler of the Year Championship. And it's really interesting because the field of guys, I apologize for not knowing more about some of the guys, especially the rookies and the new guys. And I just know a lot of the former Elite Series guys that did not, you know, go over to Boyd Duckett land. And I know the tour guys, of course. So some of the younger guys and some of the new guys, I don't know that well. But I can say that it's really interesting going down the stretch. Somebody's going to win their first Angler of the Year, whether it was from FLW or Bass, you know, because a lot of the perennial Angler of the Year guys are gone and went over to this other deal. And so it's interesting, man. It's opened up opportunities for guys that haven't won before. And, you know, like this week, somebody's going to dang sure earn their $100,000 because this lake's fishing tough. I think the cut line for their 35th place was like 8 pounds or something. Really tough in a professional event. That just tells you. And I think they've got some kind of weird slot limit, and you got to catch a bass over 16 or something. So there's people weighing in little spotted bass and then 16 inchers. But and this lake has all three species, smallmouth, spots, and largemouth. So I kind of look forward to the weekend getting to watch. I think live will be pretty cool. I didn't get to see it today. I had too much going on. But looking forward to that and then seeing who makes that top 50 to go to the Angler of the Year Championship, which is coming up. And it's interesting to follow. I like those tough tournaments. Always have. I love that Bass is fishing because they go up north a lot this time of year. I like that Bass is fishing a tough kind of, which it's Midwest, it's Oklahoma, but a southern type fishery when the water temperature's in the high 80s and it's freaking hot. I like that. They used to do that back in the day when I was a kid. They would start the season in the fall. I've always been a big fall fisherman. I like tournaments that don't take 475 pounds to win, 4-day weight, you know. And their schedule next year is nothing but just heavy hitter, you know, at the fairly right times to really weigh a lot of big stringers. It's going to be a really cool schedule, but this tournament here it's interesting. So if you get a chance, check that out this weekend. Check that out. Those guys are out there, you know, just duking it out. And we just came off of the Grand Lake Bass Open. And I apologize, I don't know who won that. But it's really, really, really tough. I mean, those Oklahoma lakes really fish tough, just like the lakes around here do in the Southeast, and I'm sure the lakes wherever you are in September, unless you're up at the St. Lawrence River right now, like the Costa Series is, and everybody catches 20 pounds of brown ones. But it's definitely a transition period, But it's one of my favorite time of the year to fish. Favorite time of the year is right now in September, August, September on the Tennessee River. I love it. Transition time, stuff to get bites. It makes you feel really, really good when you do get bit. It's really, really, really cool. Really cool. So, bass going on. Speaking of bass, lots of conversations, lots of rumblings out there. Rumor mill. Will they open up the Elite Series again like they did last year when all the guys left and pluck a few more away? Will they do that? Will they handpick some guys to try to get their field closer to 100? Lots of rumors out there about that. I'm not sure that they will. I personally don't feel like they will. It's been a successful year for them, in my opinion. We've talked about that on here. They survived the haymaker. That was, you know, thrown their way by you know who. And the you know, score tracker update mafia. It was thrown their way, and they survived it. And I think that I think they may open it up, but you know, my gut tells me no. My gut tells me the guys that are there will not want them to open it up. There's also some interesting rumblings and rumors out here in the fog of maybe some people coming back from other organizations. I'll drink to that. It's going to be an interesting fall, boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, it's going to be an interesting fall. Let me just tell you. Remember that you heard that on September 19th. It's going to be an interesting fall. Very interesting. Very interesting. Almost as interesting as if you drank some StarTron. It's going to be that interesting. I mean interesting. So stay tuned. Stay tuned because there's going to be a lot of things that shake out here in the next month or so. Nearly October. Jeez. Feels like I was just driving to Sam Rayburn for the first tour event at Sam Rayburn. And here we are, almost October. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's still a million degrees in Tennessee. It's absolutely miserable here right now. Frozen Minnesota. Burning up down here. 1,000%. Supposed to get a little relief this weekend, but not much. Not much whatsoever. In the least. Oh, almost forgot. Almost forgot. I got a good one. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Somebody commented on my lip smacking the other day, too, on YouTube. So, there you go. I didn't realize I did that much, but I actually do smack my lips a lot. Can't read the press, right? So, flying from Fort Myers down to up to Atlanta, then on to Minneapolis the other day, I flew first class. First class, first time in my life. First time in my life. And I got a cheap upgrade, like a $60 upgrade. So I thought, I'm going from Fort Myers to Atlanta, Atlanta to Minneapolis. That's a heck of a long flight. I'm going to treat myself. $60, I'm there. Thank you, Delta. Get at me, Delta. Get you know, in line, waiting to board. Got the CEO from TH Marine flying first class next to me, my man, Jeff. And I look, and there's this guy that looks really familiar, this kind of rocker-looking dude, you know, older cat. I'm like, man, who, you know, that guy looks familiar. And I realize it's Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd freaking Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd, man. I flew first class with one of the guitar players from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Now, granted, they've had a lot of guitar players over the years. They lost some band members in the plane crash. I'm a Southern rock nut, okay? I am a Southern rock nut. I love it. I love it. And it was absolutely awesome being close to this dude that's played these amazing songs for so many years. He was with the band before the plane crash in the 70s, and then he's been with them ever since. Ever since they started touring again after the crash with new members and some original members, he's been with them. He's been playing ever since. And I didn't get a selfie with him because I just kind of feel like being around Nashville and seeing people do that, yeah, that's cool to do that. And I always, anytime anybody asks for a picture, which always blows my mind, but I always enjoy that and definitely want to do that. But man, celebrities of that status, they get bugged a lot. So I tried not to be that guy. Lots of people took selfies with him, but I did have a conversation with him and just shook his hand and thanked him for what he's contributed to my life, which is, I love music. And a lot of you people out there are probably Lynyrd Skynyrd fans, but man, it was like thanking a soldier almost. And nobody does the job of a soldier like a soldier, obviously. And we owe them a great amount of gratitude in this country. But it's pretty freaking awesome to walk up to a guy and tell him, thank you for what you've done for the music of my life and soundtrack of my life and childhood, riding around with my dad. I can still remember listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd on tape, you know. I've always loved Lynyrd Skynyrd. And not, you know, not just the popular songs. I go pretty deep with Skynyrd. And I got to have a moment with him and talk and shake his hand and thank him. And he was extremely kind. And no, he didn't say, hey, man, congrats on your decision. He didn't follow the traveling circus. And that's okay. Ricky, if you're watching now, that's okay. But I got to have a moment with him and talk. And so cool. And I wanted to know one thing. It's a generic question. But as a music fan and a podcast broadcast professional such as myself, I had to ask him just to, you know, like an interview style question. And I'm like, Ricky, I gotta know, man, what's your favorite Skynyrd song to play? What's your favorite Skynyrd song to play? Thinking, man, I'm fixing to get some juice. I'm just leaning in, just ready for it. He said all of them. That was the answer. All of them. I like all of them, man. And I'm sure if it put as much money in my bank account as it has his, I'd probably have given a generic answer too. But, you know, I was kind of bummed out about that. I was hoping he's going to be like, man, I like Saturday Night Special, which is one of my favorite Skynyrd songs. I was going to be like, yeah. And I thought we might have a moment, but we didn't. And he went about his way, people taking selfies with him and stuff. He was flying to meet the rest of the band up in Atlanta for a show. He told me he lived in Fort Myers. Dude had, just tatted out, really cool, wearing a black leather vest. Dude, this guy's in his 60s or whatever, you know. Just out there doing it, dude. Just free birding every night. What an inspiration. Living hard and just making it. It was really cool. Told you it was a cool week. It was a very cool week. I heard from people. I won't go through the people I heard from that, you know, people I watch on TV and people I didn't even know. They're just out there in the shadows keeping up with my dumb stuff that reached out to me last week. It was awesome. So that, and I met Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd Skynyrd. So give me three steps, y'all. Give me three steps towards the dough because I'm out of here. Right now, fixing to go better down for the night. Gonna film a little kayak adventure tomorrow with my fat ass challenge self. Gonna go do that bright and early in the morning. Thank y'all so much. Make sure you're subscribed if you're not. Make sure you comment below any topics you want me to talk about on here. I'm music, fishing, movies, whatever. Throw it at me. Send me a DM on Instagram. Drop it in the comments below. Whatever. I want to talk about it. Lots of guests coming up soon on LBL from the Low Budget Live Bar and Grill. Let's not forget that. Brought to you by Startron and lots of things planned for the fall. Just wanted to basically do a special podcast, though, thanking each and every one of y'all for every stinking comment you made. My heart is very full, very, very full, and I'm like the Grinch. That's hard to do. Thank y'all so much. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you get to go bass fishing or shoot some ducks. I know duck season's opening in a lot of parts of the country. Deer season's opening up. Hope you get to enjoy the outdoors. And if not, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy it with the people you love the most. Because that's all that matters at the end of the day. I love y'all. Take care of everybody. Take care of yourself. I'll see you next week.
So thin you can barely see it shine. And crossing it can be your biggest mistake. Sometimes you can't afford to go either way. Don't go. You're making me bang.
Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery, Waypoint TV.